Good morning. Joining us, as he does each Monday, is Ken Lovett. He is the Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News. And welcome back to the airwaves, Ken.
Good morning.
The exclusive in the paper today, in your column, Skelos gives Dems ammo. Tell us about this.
Yeah, it's no surprise that the Dean Skelos conviction is going to be used against the Senate Republicans by the Democrats who are trying to reclaim control of the chamber in the coming elections in November. But the Nassau County Democrats were quick on the air. They put up an ad last week that's going to run through the end of this year, this week, that basically tries to link four other Senate Republicans from Long Island to Skelos, saying they either have ethical questions of their own that have been raised, or they either received money or publicly defended Dean Skelos when he first was arrested.
From there to the Dems and their relationship with New York City's Mayor Bill de Blasio.
Yeah, we all know that the mayor has been warring with both the governor and with the Senate Republicans, but the reality is he's had an icy relationship with the legislative Democrats, particularly in the Assembly. So since the summer, his people, top aides, have been talking with the Assembly Democrats. They've been bringing them into City Hall or meeting with them in their own district offices, trying to improve those relationships as he goes into his third year this year, his third legislative session. Last year, he saw some of his key initiatives stopped in Albany or watered down, and part of that was because of the legislative Democrats who really were upset with him, and I think he's now trying a quote-unquote charm offensive to win them back.
Reading from your article, putting to rest questions in some circles, aides to Cuomo say he will call a special election to fill the vacant seat of former Senate Majority Leader Dean Skelos.
Yeah, the governor had said already that he would likely call a special election for April 19th, which is the day of the presidential primary, for Assembly Speaker or the former Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver. There were questions about whether he would do the same for the Senate Republicans, but his aides say yes, indeed, he will do that, and there will be a special election to fill the seat. However, it'll be after the budget is done, so that's a key time where the Republicans will be down one person, and where Long Island, that district in Long Beach, will not be represented.
We've been talking with Ken Lovett. He is the Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News, and you can find his work in the Daily News at nydailynews.com. Ken, as always, we thank you, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. Be well.